Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and author based in Austin, Texas. On this show, my mission is to help you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. Thanks so much for downloading the show and to everyone who submitted reviews and ratings in iTunes. That really helps the podcast get visibility so new listeners can find it. And I can help more people get the financial information they need. So if you're getting value from the show, the best way to give back and let me know is to take a moment to submit a quick 5-star review in iTunes. I read all of them, and your feedback really means a lot to me. So thanks in advance. One of the questions that I hear pretty often or get requests from listeners about is how to cut taxes or how to manage a large, unexpected tax bill. One of the foundations of your tax life is how much you're paying or not paying tax throughout the year. So if you've ever felt confused by taxes or caught off guard by owing more than you expected, this show is for you. The notes, which include resources and previous podcasts that I mention, are always on the Money Girl section of quickanddirtytips.com. This is show number 490, called How to Fill Out a W-4 and 7 Reasons to Adjust Your Tax Withholding. As soon as you start a new job, there's always someone from the human resources department or the payroll department who asks you to complete a whole stack of onboarding forms, right? Well, one of them is the often dreaded Form W-4, called the Employees Withholding Allowance Certificate, kind of a long, complicated name. Well, many people do get pretty anxious about filling this out because it sounds complicated and they don't understand what a, quote, allowance is. And then they worry about what could happen if they make a mistake on the form. So in this podcast, I'm going to take the mystery out of the W-4 by explaining what it is and how to complete it correctly. Plus, I'm going to cover 7 reasons that you should adjust your W-4 withholding so your employer doesn't take out the wrong amount of tax or leave you with an unexpected tax bill. So let's start out by talking about the purpose of the W-4. So the purpose of these forms is to tell your employer how much federal income tax they're supposed to deduct from your paycheck. And if you live in a state that collects state income tax, you'll also need to fill out a state form. There are just 7 states that do not tax ordinary income right now. Those are Florida, Alaska, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. Your tax deductions are known as payroll withholding because tax is withheld from you and paid directly to the IRS and/or the state government instead. It's kind of like a credit against the total amount of tax that you'll owe for the year. And companies are required to withhold money from your paycheck because income taxes are a pay-as-you-go tax. That means you've got to pay tax as you earn the money throughout the year. So the reason that the government imposes pay-as-you-go taxes is because it benefits them. It reduces the likelihood that you could evade paying your taxes later on. And employers are required to withhold 4 different types of taxes from your paycheck. The first is federal income taxes, second, are state income taxes where applicable. The third are Social Security taxes, and the fourth are Medicare taxes. And the amount you ultimately owe each year for federal and state income tax is going to vary. It's going to depend on various factors like your income for the year, your tax filing status, like whether you're single or you're married filing jointly, and the available tax deductions and credits that you may qualify for and claim. There are 7 different federal income tax brackets, and they range from 10% all the way up to 39.6% of your income. States have their own tax systems that vary widely, and the W-4 and state forms are there to help employers estimate what you'll owe so that they can deduct the right amount and remit it on your behalf. Now, the third and fourth taxes that I mentioned, Social Security and Medicare, those deductions are much more straightforward. So you don't fill out forms for those because you and your employer pay a set amount each year. These two taxes are collectively known as FICA. That stands for the Federal Insurance Contributions Act tax. And most of you probably know that Medicare is the federal program that provides a certain amount of health insurance benefits once you reach age 65. The benefits provided by Social Security are summarized by the program's official name, which is OASDI. That's an acronym that stands for Old Age, Survivors, and disability insurance. And many people don't realize that employers pay half the amount of FICA on your behalf. So in each paycheck, you pay just 50% of your Social Security and Medicare taxes, and your employer pays the other 50%. So the amount of Social Security retirement benefits that you receive is tied to how much you and all of your various employers have paid into the program over your career. In 2017, the tax rate for Social Security is 6.2%, and you pay that up to a wage threshold of $127,200. So once you've earned over that amount, you actually don't have to pay any more Social Security tax. So employers are going to withhold 6.2% from each of your paychecks, and then they pay an additional 6.2% on your behalf, for a total of 12.4% that goes to the IRS for Social Security. Now, the Medicare tax rate is a little lower, but it has no wage threshold. It's 1.45%. So both you and your employer pay a combined total of 2.9%, no matter how much you earn. So your FICA withholding, which again is the combined rate for Social Security and Medicare taxes, it translates into you paying 7.65% and your employer also paying 7.65% for a grand total of 15.3%. And so on top of that amount, you're also kicking in your federal and state income taxes each year. Now, if you're self-employed, what most people don't know is that you actually pay both the employee and the employer side of FICA tax. So those who are self-employed have a bigger tax burden than when you're just an employee. And to make sure you keep up with the tax, the IRS requires that when you're self-employed, you estimate your annual taxes based on your prior year income and that you pay 1/4 of the amount each quarter. So you're keeping up with it. Not so much on a paycheck basis like you do as an employee, but you're keeping up with it quarter after quarter. Okay, now that you understand the basics of all the taxes that get withheld from your paycheck, let's cover more about how to fill out your W-4 correctly. It's called an allowance certificate because it adds up your allowances, which tells your employer how much to take out of your pay. The more allowances you claim on a W-4, the less tax your employer must deduct. You get one allowance for yourself, one for a spouse if you're married, and one for each of the dependents that you report on your tax return. So claiming more dependents and having less taken out of your paycheck sounds great, but you have to remember that you might owe the difference on tax day. And if you don't pay the difference, the IRS charges penalties and interest, and can even garnish your paycheck to collect what you owe. Now, on the flip side, when you claim fewer allowances on your W-4, more tax is taken out of your paycheck throughout the year, giving you less take-home pay. Now, when too much tax is withheld and you overpay for the year, what happens? Well, the IRS issues you a tax refund. So while getting a refund might seem like free money from the government, it isn't. You're just finally getting back your own money that you paid into the system in the previous year. Getting a tax refund means that you gave the IRS an interest-free loan instead of keeping that money for yourself and using it to improve your financial health by saving, investing, and paying down debt throughout the year. Also, consider how you're likely to use a big tax refund windfall. Would you use it more wisely or less wisely than if the money had come to you gradually over the year in each paycheck? Many people feel like it's just too tempting to get a really big tax refund and not blow it on something frivolous like a vacation. Or you may feel the opposite and feel that you could actually do more financial good for yourself with a lump sum windfall. So you've got a lot of control about how these taxes are taken from you and when you pay them. My advice is to be realistic about how you've spent tax refunds in the past. If you've used them like a forced savings plan in ways that truly do benefit your finances, overpaying taxes isn't the worst financial move you could make. However, my advice in general is to have your withholding match your actual tax liability as closely as possible. Now, there is an exception that comes into play when you do expect to have a larger than normal tax bill and you want more withholding throughout the year to cover it. For instance, let's say you have self-employment income in addition to your regular W-2 job, or you expect a financial windfall like an inheritance during the year. You're going to have to pay more tax. By voluntarily increasing the amount of tax deducted from your paycheck, you can avoid having to make a big lump sum tax payment at the end of the year. And on the other hand, if you expect to earn very little, you can also indicate that on a W-4. You can say that you expect to be exempt from tax and you have no income tax withheld from your pay. Here's an example of when you might be exempt. If you're single, under age 65, and you earned less than $10,350 in 2016, you don't have to pay any tax. So if you have very low income, you can use your W-4 to make sure that you don't have any tax withheld throughout the year. Employers use tables that are published by the IRS each year to figure out how much to deduct from your paycheck based on your filing status, your gross income, and the withholding allowances that you claim on the W-4. Now, if you don't complete a W-4, what happens? Well, your employer will simply assume that you have zero allowances. That means they're going to deduct the highest amount of tax, which could be way too much for your situation. So always take charge of your taxes by completing withholding forms the best way that you can. One of the biggest misconceptions about a W-4 or estate form is that you can't change it once you submit it. The truth is that you can and should submit a new withholding form to your boss or payroll department anytime something major changes in your life that affects your tax situation.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Okay, back to your withholding. So my point here is that I don't want you to set and forget your withholding. Don't fill out your W-4 one time and then literally never think about it again. Some employers may send out an annual reminder about this, but others won't. So put a note on your calendar to revisit your W-4 at the beginning of each year, or maybe it's some other anniversary, like your open enrollment period for insurance benefits or your birthday. If nothing has changed in your financial life, you're not required to complete a new form each year. With one exception, if you claim that you're exempt from withholding, you do have to fill out a new form each year. So here are 7 key reasons when and why you should update your W-4. The first is if your income increases. As I mentioned, if you get another job, maybe you get a second full-time or part-time job, or you do freelance work, or even start a home business on the side, that means your tax liability typically will go up. Even if your additional income comes from a side hustle with no W-4, you can adjust the form at your main job to account for that extra income. And there's no explanation to your employer needed if you're worried about telling them that you've got this extra income. The second reason you may want to adjust your W-4 is when your spouse's income increases. If you're married, you both work, and you file taxes jointly, any change in your household income is going to affect your taxes. So evaluate your withholding as a couple, using your combined income to figure your allowances. So one spouse could claim all of them, or you can divide them between both of your W-4s. The second page of the form includes a worksheet to help figure allowances when there are 2 earners in a household, to just go through that worksheet in detail. The third reason to adjust your withholding is when your income goes down. So if you or a spouse lose your side income, or you become unemployed for part of the year, you may have too much tax withheld. Increasing the number of allowances on your current W-4, or when you complete one at your next job in the same year, will reduce your withholding. The fourth reason is if your marital status changes. Getting married or divorced radically changes your tax situation. You may also begin receiving alimony, which is taxable income. So be sure to adjust your W-4 as soon as you're officially hitched or unhitched. If you wish, you can claim an allowance for a spouse, which, as I previously mentioned, reduces your withholding. Okay, the fifth reason to adjust your W-4 is if you become a parent. Having or adopting a child is a major tax event because it qualifies you for new deductions and credits. You can claim an additional allowance for each dependent, reducing your withholding. Number 6, you qualify for new tax benefits. When you qualify for tax deductions or credits, your tax liability goes down. For instance, if you claim the home mortgage interest deduction after buying a home, or you have some medical issues and you've got a large medical expense deduction, or you even make retirement account contributions, these should all be a signal to review your withholding. And the second page of the W-4 does include a worksheet to enter your deductions and any other adjustments into the mix. And number 7, the last reason to adjust your W-4 is if you got a large tax refund. If you get a refund of more than a few $100s and expect that your life and financial situation is going to be the same in the current tax year, consider increasing your allowances so you have less withheld and you get a bigger net paycheck going forward. If you're ready to make an update to your W-4, it's easy to do, either on paper or electronically. You can print out the fillable form, then sign it and send it to your employer or to the agency that handles your payroll. And of course, I'll have a link to the W-4 form in the notes for this show on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. And you don't need to submit the form to the IRS, just to your employer. Some payroll systems like ADP allow you to complete and sign your W-4 electronically, doing it all online. If you need help figuring out if you should change a W-4, don't ask your employer because it's not their responsibility to guide you and they're not tax experts. I'll give you some resources that are free tools that can help you figure out your ideal number of allowances. And I'll put these links in the notes. They are links to an IRS withholding calculator, links to a TurboTax W-4 withholding calculator, a W-4 assistant at a site called paycheckcity.com, and to an IRS publication called Tax Withholding and Estimated Tax. So when you figure your allowances and you get a different result than your current withholding, that's when you know it's time to submit a new form to your employer. Just remember that changes are not retroactive for the year. They only impact your future paychecks going forward. And if you have a complex financial situation or you're still not sure how to estimate what your total tax liability will be for the year, be sure to speak with a tax accountant before you submit your W-4 or when you're ready to update it. I hope the show has helped you understand a little bit more about the taxes that come out of your paycheck and how to adjust them to make sure that you don't get a large, unexpected tax bill that kind of throws your financial situation off the rails. If you still have questions about tax withholding or any dilemma in general, and you want to hang out with me and a thriving community of thousands who are taking their financial game to the next level, I want you to join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. To request an invitation, it's really easy. You can just find the group on Facebook, or you can send me a text message for immediate access. Just text dollars to the number 33444. I'm in the group at least once a week, and I try to answer as many questions as I can. And there are a lot of really smart people in the community who are helping other people. So if you're willing to give help or you need to get help, it's a really great place to be. And you can also reach me directly through my contact page at lauradadams.com. While you're there, check out the resources and tools that I recommend for just about every area of your financial life on my tools page. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week or see you in the Facebook group, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.